Hold the cart, Rusty. Wait for the signal.
Drinking again.
Now the cart for the Susie drink of the week. What are we making, Susie?
Today we are making a apple cider margarita.
All right, and acting producer Rusty is hauling in the cart that has all the ingredients.
Okay, now move the cart out of my way. Thank you.
please.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what you're going to do is you get, first of all, a margarita glass, of course, and you're going to rim it with a little mixture of cinnamon and sugar, okay, instead of the salt like you would for a normal margarita. So you take a lemon wedge and you go around the edge and you put it down in the
stuff. Rimmer.
Rimmer. And you rim it.
Rim it good.
Okay.
Rimmer.
Then you get a shaker of ice.
All right.
And first of all, you start with a little silver tequila. I have some Jose Cuervo silver
Ooh.
Agave.
Ooh, that's good stuff, huh?
Yeah. We're going to put in 2 ounces. Basically, it is a overpour of a regular shot, so okay. It's a good healthy shot.
Good job with the mic there, Rusty.
So far, so good.
Okay, then you get some Grand Marnier, just like you would with a good top shelf margarita, and you're going to put in about 3/4 of an ounce. It's the little end of the jigger.
Okay.
Whoops.
Whoa.
A little overpour.
Hey, hang on.
Gosh, it all slurped out. All right.
Okay. Then you get some of this good, delicious apple cider that they have out now.
Shake it up.
Very turgid. Mm-hmm. It keeps leaking whenever I try to shake it.
Okay, well.
It's sticking. Okay, and you put in a cup.
Good apple cider. All the extra silt.
And pesticides that they use to make sure the worms are dead.
Bits of leaves. Whatever.
Squirrel poop.
Whatever gets in the apple goes
poop.
In there. No, they filter all that.
And yeah, you put in a squeeze of lemon.
Mm-hmm. These are the lemons that you had Rusty steal from the local restaurant here at the iced tea stand.
Well, they have free lemons out
They're
for
not
your
free.
Iced tea.
They're
yes,
for
they
people
do.
That
are buying beverages.
Yeah, buying food and shopping there.
Okay. And you shake it.
Yeah, you do.
And you strain it into your glass.
How long do you shake it?
Till it gets frosty on the outside.
Thank you.
All right, and it pours looking like apple cider.
Right. Or the Gulf of Mexico with a north wind.
And a red algae bloom.
All right.
That's it.
Rusty, you have to hand me mine, please.
We'll allow acting producer Rusty to take part in the...
Are you over 21, Rusty?
Unfortunately so.
All right.
Unfortunately.
Here we
okay.
go.
Cheers.
It's the Margarita Manzana.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Tequila gives it a different flavor, obviously.
And the lemon is a little tartness to it, so it's not overly sweet like you would think maybe with apple juice or
right.
apple
and the
cider.
Orange is just a nice little hint.
I'm not tasting the tequila as much as I thought.
Wait a minute. What is your criticism, Rusty?
No, I'm not tasting the tequila as much as I thought.
You wanted more tequila.
Well, as always, daytime drinking.
How do you...
Dictates it.
Okay, well,
God,
that's
you're doing
oddly,
a good job today.
Oddly personal.
You know what? I actually like this. I'm going to swallow on this.
Yeah.
I was hesitant because cider ends up being sweet, and I'm not a big sweet guy, but mm-hmm. this knocks it down pretty good. The lemon, the tequila makes it very palatable.
It's a good
mm-hmm.
balance.
It is.
I also vote to swallow. That's 2 weeks in a row for me. Now, acting producer Rusty, you criticize the tequila. Well, how do you vote?
It wasn't so much a criticism, but that's a hard swallow. This is delicious.
Okay,
all right.
There you go.
A
Yay!
Hard swallow. Wow. All right. Well, that's a...
We don't even have to ask Susie. She always swallows.
There you go. And it's a success once again. She's on a roll.
Don't want to get that stuff in my hair.
You want to make this? We'll post the recipe online. Check out our social media for the Susie... Drink of the week. It's a winner.
Mm.
Qué bueno.